Sisters Beatrice and Elizabeth Vergara attend public high school in a low-income, mostly Hispanic section of northern Los Angeles. The girls are aiming for college and would be the first in their family with higher degrees. But the Vergara sisters say that in middle school, they faced obstacles in pursuing their education, chaotic classrooms, and little to no instruction. Elizabeth, now a senior, and Beatrice, a junior, say back in seventh grade, they both had a particularly bad history teacher.
He would just be at his desk, like just using his computer or sleeping. I didn't even learn anything, like I was getting behind.
He would let students smoke marijuana.
They were smoking marijuana in class?
Yeah. I know, it's hard to believe.
Beatrice also says a science teacher was offensive.
She would call this girl whore and slut, go over there.
What went through your mind when you heard that?
I was scared to ask questions because I didn't want her to, I didn't want her to offend me.
They were really being traumatized by these teachers.
Beatrice and Elizabeth's mother, Alicia Martinez, who immigrated from Mexico, says she complained to a school administrator about the two teachers and two others. But she says nothing happened.
He didn't do anything to address the situation. They didn't take me seriously.
So in 2012, Martinez volunteered her daughters to join a lawsuit against the state and the teachers' unions that went to trial in January.